Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. John Godwin is in the house, but we're in Les's house.
Yeah, we're in Les's house. But crappie compound.
Yes, the compound. You've been here lots of times, haven't you?
I have. I don't know when I first met Les. It's been, I bet you, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah. Really, that long?
Yeah.
Did you know, dating you, did you know Les's dad?
I did.
You did?
I was right there at the end of it, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you, and so you got to hear the great stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Si come up here one time, they got together, and boy, I don't know who told the most stories, but he's a Si in disguise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's back talking about power trolling.
Yeah.
And even though we're here, and this is the capital of power trolling, can
it
I
is.
Say that? You go out fishing all the time.
I do.
You have a guide service, you're staying busy, and you probably love just going fishing yourself.
I do.
And so,
I mean, it's like people, well, I retired from Duck Commander.
Right.
So this will be the second year now I've
right.
been retired. Which retired, if you hear Miss Paula say it, she's like, I don't know why people are saying you retired because you started your third career at 63 years old. So,
right.
But it's great. I mean, I love fishing. Daddy got me fishing. I mean, I can always remember being in the woods from,
right.
I mean, long far back as I can remember. And on the water or in the woods. But one thing I hated he did, he would
What's
throw
that?
The fish in the ice chest with the Coca-Colas. I'd have to drink him old slimy Cokes. He
right.
said, be a man, just wipe it off. But, no, I
you,
can
you wanted to be a man, but you wanted to drink your Cokes.
Without the slime. Yeah. He was, Dad made it fun for me. It was, and I think that's a great lesson.
Right.
For any parent is to make it fun for your kids.
Right.
You never know where they're going to end up.
Right.
I mean, look at me. I can remember sitting on the couch on Saturday morning watching
right.
Hank Parker and Bill Dance and all them thinking, man, it'd be awesome to be able to make money fishing or something
right.
like that. And then, well, here I am.
There you go.
And I think it's because Dad, he just put it into me and trained me right, you know, how to be safe when I'm hunting and all that. That's why when I met Phil and got to go hunting with him, I didn't act like a yahoo, you know. And
right.
So I'm still in that blind today, so.
And the thing is about taking people out fishing is having the right gear, isn't it?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you
yeah.
literally have fine-tuned your gear into probably like the perfect rig and outfit. And it starts with like right there
yep.
on that,
yep.
right there. Your It's your pull.
Yep. B&M makes it. Jack Wells asked me to – what a blessing to – designing a pole, so long lining was my deal for years, still
right.
is, I still love the long line, but with the foreign facing sonar that's come out now,
right,
and a lot of people use the long pole to dab at them, but on my Lake Darbon, there's days when you can't slip up on them, they'll run from you,
right,
so the thing is to cast at them.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted a pole with a fast tip on it,
right?
Which you can throw 30 seconds, 4 to 10 pound line. You can throw 30 second ounce up to a quarter with equal enthusiasm. It's got plenty of backbone where you can boat flip a 2 pounder if you want to,
right?
And it's 7'6", one piece, which makes it feel a lot different than a 2 piece rod.
Yep.
Not knocking
more
two
sensitive.
Piece, but it just feels, it is a
yeah,
little
your
more
blank
sensitive,
runs all the way through.
All
There's
the way
no.
through. You can feel it in the cork handle. It's got a cork handle right here and the silicone guides, so silicone carbonate, so that line really smooth goes through there. But I pitch at them in the wintertime, but you can get real close because they're deeper, you know.
Right.
I just pitch it out there, and I mean, it's just the perfect rod. I call it the workhorse rod because – you can planer board with it.
Right.
Because you don't need different length poles to planer board because the planer board makes them go out.
Right.
It's great for slip corking.
Uh-huh.
I mean, great for that. And great for just walking the bank, chunking, you know, pond fishing or creek fishing or whatever. Just
right.
anything you want. There's no method of fishing you can do without this pole. You can do them all.
And all species. You don't have to just catch crappie, do you?
No, you could. I'd say you could drop shot, Ned rig, wacky worm, no problem.
Yeah.
We might have misnamed it the crappie cast because it'll catch them all.
Tried to stereotype it, but turns out it's a multi-species rider.
It's a multi-species rider. It is.
So, and that's actually a combo, too.
It is. It comes with a 5-to-1 gear ratio. I wanted a 5-to-1 gear ratio because I wanted to, you know, when you're target fishing forward facing and you get past him, you know, you might as well just reel it in. Well, I wanted to get there quick so I can get at him again if I need to. So, 5-to-1 gear ratio.
All right. Talk about this setup. So, this is your summertime setup, maybe? For the next couple months?
It is. I'll start. Okay. I like a slab curly.
Okay.
And you get kind of, Darbone's kind of clear, but it's like tea colored. So I'll use this isom colored crappie magnet slab curly, which is pretty well designed bait. It is you notice the sickle tail? It's further down the body than your normal sickle tail, curly tail. And we put ridges in it, Jeff did, so it kind of wobbles a little bit.
Right.
And the tail is a little bit thinner than most of them. You know, most of them's a little stiff. You got to really jig it to get the tail to work. But you can spider rig with this. 0.3 miles an hour, that tail's going to turn. And I pair it with the fin spin, the underspin, the fin spin, to give it a little more flash, especially on cloudy days. And some days you have to take the spinner off and just use it with just a regular jig head. I'll use an 1/8 ounce or 1/16 ounce. Right now they want stuff real slow. If I could come up with a bait that you could throw and get down there real quick to them, but then just be real slow.
Right.
That would be awesome. But
sounds like that's two baits.
Yeah, that's two baits. But they want it slow, so I've been using a 1/16 ounce.
Right.
So I can just kind of float it over there.
But
this has been my setup. And if on a post-front days, right after a front, I'll scale down. I'll just use the regular crappie magnet.
Okay.
And I'm using it in the same color. Or I like the dude color. It's kind of a green with red glitter in it. Looks like a minnow, you know. So it just gives them a smaller profile when they don't want to really bite. And if that don't work, I go down to the Popeye tungsten Popeye jig, hair jig, and really get small. And
that's
one of them's gonna work. I got three rods rigged up, and I got big, the medium, the little.
Right.
So and it, they really, really, really get finicky. I put a trout magnet on there too, which is, I mean, it's super small.
But they get to liking that really small bait too, and they'll do that in the summer too, won't they?
Yeah, they will. But then black crappie, you want a smaller bait than you'd use for your usually typical white crappie. They are notorious for eating little bitty baits. Big black crappie.
So Darbone, has that got, what's the population?
It's got
mostly.
It's got more white.
More white.
You go up
crappie.
The creeks, you'll find, and you know, in the thick brush pile timber stuff, it'll be, you know, you can find your black crappie. But there's another lake beside us, not too far, called Caney Lake, and it is crystal clear.
Ooh.
I actually use 2-pound line there.
Wow.
And I'll use the trout magnets, the crappie magnet, and that's my typical setup there. The biggest bait I'm going to use there is the crappie magnet. And I got a Popeye tied on and a trout magnet pop on tied on. And you throw it, this has got a lot of brush piles, and you can throw it at that brush pile, and you'll catch one or two, and then they start following it and not biting it. So then I'll just put that rod down. I get the Popeye. I'll catch two more, and then they'll start following. I put that down, put the trout magnet on, and catch a couple of more.
Right.
And then they'll start following. And I go back to the crappie magnet, and I'll either catch one or they'll follow it. If they follow it and don't eat it, I crank up and go to another.
Right.
Even though there's 500 on it.
So what reservoirs do you guide on?
Caney, Claiborne, and Darbone mostly.
And they're all Louisiana
reservoirs? Northeast Louisiana. There's another one, Poverty Point. I don't know it that well. That's got some big crappie in there.
It has lots of crappie. The last time we were there for a tournament, oh, my gosh, they caught. Like, it was a like a destination to where if you wanted to catch 1.2 to 1.4, they were just loaded in
there. Yeah, I need to learn it because I've had a couple of requests to go there, and I just hate to go somewhere I'm not real familiar with, which it probably wouldn't take me long, but it's not far either from the house.
Let's talk about your boat because it was sitting out there a second ago. We had to go shoot some. We had to shoot a video or two in it, you know. But dude, that is a giant boat. But it's also different in the fact of compared to the guys that are running bass boats only have two seats.
Yeah. Well, you got three up front.
Yeah, three.
It is 84 inches wide in the front. I can get in the middle and fish two people on each side of me. And, man, it's wide. Wow. It's more stable because it's wide. It takes rough water extremely well. 15-degree hull. It's 21 foot long. Sea Arc Flex is the model.
Is that it?
And it's a great boat. It's the Sea Arc, and I think that's what makes Sea Arc what makes them good is because they listen to the people that's fishing in them.
Uh-huh.
And they say, what do you want in a crappie boat? And I told them I wanted the big deck because I wanted plenty of room up there with a rod storage in the middle. I could put 8 rods in there, and there's still rod storage on the side or just regular storage if you want to use it. There's storage in the back, ice chest on the right. The ice chest has a hose in it where your cold water gets down in the bottom of it, and when you recirculate your water, it recirculates that water in the live well, keeps your fish real healthy.
Uh-huh.
So that's a big plus in the summertime, especially tournament guys. But, man, what a boat. And Chris Mann, Jeff Smith, Joel Harris, two or three of us, they asked us to, you know, if one thing in that boat, there's air ride seats in it. So you got to be careful in rough water because you think you're not in bad water, but you'll really.
And then when you stop, you're like, wow, it's rough.
Going a little fast right there. It's great. It's a great boat.
You've been crappie fishing a long time. Won't you give them a tip for crappie fishing if they don't have forward facing sonar? So if they were to go out there and they're like just in a boat and it doesn't have that electronics, what would be a good tip for them to catch fish?
I would say right now, if you ain't got
all the way through summer, what would be your tip?
Well,
because when you were a kid fishing, I'm sure you learned some stuff. And when you got older.
Yeah. Well, if you got a boat, I would say you could just hold, like they say, two poling and have them at different depths.
Yeah.
And just run down the edge of a channel or a deeper part or find a slough that you know of in the water. You'll see the cypress trees are really in a curve, in a group, and you'll know that's a little bit, there's a slough there or some, I call it buck brush. It looks like a bunch of just a bush, you know.
Right.
That's where the sloughs are. Just run through there real slow, and whatever pole the depth is, just change your depth. When you catch one, pay attention to how deep you are. You can do it like you can do your bait. You can do your bait, like say, I'm going to fish 4 foot deep. So that's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 eyes on my pole. And I'm going to hang it down in the water. Whatever pole you got, this one's got a bunch, but different poles have a different number of eyes. And that's how you can kind of tell what depth, keep it at the same depth. When you catch one there, you go, oh, I'm four eyes deep, so I need to put everything at 4 eyes deep. And that's the way, because crappie's eyes are on top of their head, and they feed up. So you want to keep your bait over the top of them.
Right. And so if they have forward-facing sonar, what would be your tip for those people?
Don't be scared to fish shallower, and don't be scared to look out there a long ways to find them. And I myself like to run the grid deal on my, and that way I can tell how big they are.
Right.
So it does help you catch bigger fish, but the best thing it does is it helps you fish where they are fish. So you're not wasting time, you know, fishing in dead water.
Yep. Well, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Of course, Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft bait. So any kind of game fish you're going out there to catch, from crappie to bass to stripers, walleye, you name it, they got something that you can use to catch them. So check them out at picolures.com. They also have crankbaits, which are very hot in Mississippi and will be all summer long.
They will,
yeah. Yep. And then also B&M rods and B&M poles. Right. And of course, if you want one of John's rods, then you go to bnmpoles.com and you can find them there. But you can find them in stores everywhere that handle B&M rods. And you'll see it, and of course, there, the black and gold rods.
That's right.
So that's how you know that's his rod.
Yeah. So kind of like the Saints, ain't it?
Yeah, well, that's another story right there. We know it, too. Listen to another. There's a podcast before this one. John tells the story, the reason why his rods are that color. And so, but I'm no saint, so I'm not going to say much about that. But anyway,
well,
you can check that out. And they got all kinds. They got one poling rods. They got trolling rods, power trolling rods. You name it, they got it. Mm-hmm. So check them out at bnmpole.com. Jonathan, do you want to go fishing with you on a guide trip, or they want to see more of what you're doing on social media? Where would they go?
They go. I got a fan page, John Godwin fan page on Facebook, Instagram, GodwinGuides.com. If you want to book a trip, I got plenty of information on there. Tells you everything you need, where to go. You got click on to get to your license. It's just everything you need right there. GodwinGuides.com. Let's go fishing.
There you go. There you have it. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp. Lures in the water.